guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Thunder Track. And today I have Alec with me, and he's the mastermind behind this game. And how's it going, Alec?
It's going great. It's going really
awesome.
Well.
Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit more about Thunder Track. What's the game all about?
Thunder Track is a card racing game where you use your own cars. So like your typical Hot Wheels or Matchbox sized cars.
Nice.
And it's a racing game using playing cards. And the playing cards make up the track that you race on. So it allows you to kind of customize basically your playing board in any configuration you can imagine. And as you create this configuration, it ends up being this big, cool-looking track that you can have, you know, either go over your tabletop or all over a floor or wherever you can imagine kind of setting up these racetracks.
Awesome. That's a really cool concept. So is there a minimum of how many cards you need for us? Like, can you have different sizes of tracks or are you limited to just one size of track? How does that work?
You can build tracks as big or as small as you want. You know, sometimes if you just want to throw a quick little game in there, you can do a short 10 card race. Or if you want to, you know, use the whole deck, there's over 200 track cards, I believe, that you can use to, you know, make track, you know, 20, 30, 40 feet long. However long you want to make it, it's fully customizable to the experience that you want to create.
That's awesome. So you guys are fully funded as of today. So that's really awesome. So everybody can know that this game is going to come. It's going to be able to. They're going to be able to have it in their hands. And so, yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, we just hit our goal this morning, and we're really excited that we're going to be able to produce this and get it out to everybody. Our fans and backers have just been awesome. Really excited and supportive to make this happen, and we couldn't be more grateful, and we're excited to do it again.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, something that I noticed watching the video and looking over the Kickstarter and everything, I think it's cool that we can use our own, you know, Hot Wheels or match cars, but I also think it'd be cool to have those cars in your videos that has, like, the guns and missiles on them already.
Yeah. We would, I would love to do that, too. It's definitely part of our dream, would be able to offer the cars as part of the set. Just at this point, being a very small independent game maker here, just access to those types of dies and that manufacturing process is way bigger than we are at this moment. But I think, you know, truly part of the game process is finding your own cars and customizing them. And, you know, a lot of people have their favorite Matchbox or Hot Wheels cars or whatever brand you particularly love. And being able to take that and kind of give new purpose to it, where instead of just, you know, racing it around the countertop or having it sit on your desk and collecting dust, you get to bring it out and play with it and have fun and breed new purpose into kind of a classic toy. So I like that part of it, actually.
I like that, too. Well, like, I saw someone, like another reviewer reviewing the game, and they used their Batmobile.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I could totally be Batman.
Yeah. You can be anybody in the game you want, and you can use a car right out of the box. Or we've one of our backers actually created 3D weapons. He's a designer, and he does projects on Shapeways. And so he was a backer of the original Turbo Rally Kart Racing, and now is a backer again of Thunder Track. And, you know, he took it on his own to reach out to me and say, hey, I'd love to design weapons that match the weapons cards. And so I said, of course. And exactly. So he made those for us and put them up on Shapeways so anybody can go up there and buy weapons to fit their particular car size. and you can paint them and create them and make it to go along with your game. So I think that kind of experience is actually probably even cooler than having the cars come with the game. You know, I'd still like to maybe aspire to that someday, but really Turbo Rally is such a creative game. There's so many variables that you can do in both the creation of the track and how you play. So I think the spirit of creating your own cars just goes right along with the game.
Definitely, yeah. And it just adds that extra customized ability to it, and people really like being able to do that as well.
Yep, yeah.
So how did Thunder Track or Turbo Rally, how did it really come about? What inspired you to create this game?
Oh, that's a great story. So it was a Sunday afternoon, and I was hanging out at the house, and my girlfriend's son, his name is James, and he is 7 years old now. He was 6 at the time. And he has a giant collection of Hot Wheels and was always playing with them and asking me to play with them. And we'd build tracks and, you know, all kinds of stuff around the house, just using common everyday household items and using your imagination. And one day he pulled out a deck of playing cards and he just lined them up along the ground, kind of top to bottom, and made these little racing lanes. And he was skimming his car along the top of these and asked me to come over and join him. So we're kind of going, you know, and racing our cars along these tracks.
Yeah.
And I got the idea that, well, if we made, you know, we could take it beyond just sort of this sort of physical playing. And if we actually put, tracks on these cards, designed a graphic to go with them, and then made the cards have different things. As you flipped them over, you could go through all these obstacles and jumps and basically create anything you could imagine. So the first thing we did was pull out some construction paper and cut up a bunch of card-sized pieces and drew some roads on them and drew some oil slicks and some jumps and all kinds of stuff. And we started playing with it. And hours went by that we're still playing with this game and just having an absolute blast with it. And that was it. It was like, man, this is too cool. We got to make a game out of this. I looked online and couldn't find anything really like it at all. So I went ahead and took the cards back to the office. I'm a graphic designer by trade. And so I've got those design skills ready made. So that was obviously helped smooth the process from prototype to actually something working. And it was, I think, within 3 weeks of that initial construction paper idea to having full designs ready. And I just threw it on Kickstarter, not knowing what was going to happen at all. I found a printer online that would do really low quantity runs for us.
Yeah.
And so I put a $1,000 project goal on the original one just to see if we could sell 100 decks. And 4 weeks later, we had earned, almost 12,000 in pledges. So
nice.
Totally blew us away. And from that, it really evolved. It started as a kid's game, really kind of basic, as I just described. But
yeah.
As kind of more older backers and adult, gamers saw the visual look of it and the concept of it, they really pushed us to take the game piece of it to a whole new level. So that's what Thunder Track represents, is taking that base track module idea that you race cars along this track that you flip over and you never know what's coming. And then we built on top of that different layers of strategy, with these RPM cards and performance upgrades and weapons, and added all this decision making into the game on top of that fundamental base. And it just created this awesome game that we have adult games all the time at my office, and
yeah,
we have a blast.
No, that's, you know what, that's probably one of the coolest stories I've heard of inspiration of making a game that I've had on my show. So that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was just kind of luck, but
Yeah, well, and a lot of times it's real life experiences that make, good things in the future. Just, hey, this concept can turn into something. I'm just playing around with little kids on with cars and cards, and it turned into something bigger. And that, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's a fun story. So I'm, thanks for listening.
Yeah. So with Thundertrack, is it more just geared towards adults, or are kids still going to be able to have a fun time with it?
Kids can still have a fun time with it. The thing that the base game is always going to be there, and the base game is really suitable for, you know, I think it's perfect for 5 years old, 4 year olds can play it, and the base game remains exciting for, you know, even adults, but I think more practically, you know, 8 to 10 years old can just play the base game. But then, you know, for the people that are, you know, younger kids looking for more strategy, or obviously adult players looking for a more robust game, then that's where you can start layering on these other attributes that add decision making and add strategy to the game. So the short answer is Thundertrack as a complete collective, and that Thunder Track is defined by the basic track cards, which is the basic game, and then the RPM cards, which add strategy to it. There's performance upgrades and the weapons, and we've even started to add scenario plays. All of that gets should probably suited for 10 and up, or maybe a sophisticated younger players, maybe 8 years old or stuff, but there's a fair amount of reading. But it really spans the gamut, and you can customize the experience to the level of player that you're playing with the complete set.
That's awesome. Like I have a 7 year old son, and he would eat this up. Like it surprises me how much he enjoys strategic games now. Like, he just sat down and started playing a game on my PlayStation the other day, and that a game that I thought he wouldn't understand, but then he's just going off by himself, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe you do understand a little bit more than I think you do.
Yeah.
So I think this is definitely something that would be really fun to play with my kids.
Oh, they would love it.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that. We're big gamer family. We like playing board games, and finding stuff new like this, it would definitely be awesome.
Yeah. So, you can work them up too. So you can start with the base game, and once he has that down, then you can add in the weapons, and once he has that down, then you can add in the RPMs. And so it's kind of not this all at once overwhelming experience. He can grow into it and master the different pieces, and it's going to grow with him and his abilities, and you will have a blast playing with him. There's so many great, you know, kind of father-son stories, or father, you know, daughter stories around this game, and parents playing with kids, because it's truly exciting for both audiences.
That's cool. So we are fully funded, and that's amazing, and that's awesome. So when can people expect to receive Thunder Track personally?
We're shooting for an April deadline, I believe. It's going to be in manufacturing about 3 months. All of the design work is done, so it's just a matter of submitting to the printer and having that process go. So I don't foresee any reason why we shouldn't be able to make that deadline. So we will we'll submit files by, you know, the first week in January or so, and then we'll have a few months to produce it from there.
Awesome. So the Kickstarter ends on December 20th at pretty much 1 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's my time. And so, people, you still have time. When you listen to this show that we're recording right now, you'll still have time to go and back this awesome game. It's fully funded, so you know it's going to happen. And this is something awesome that would be a great addition to your games for your family, and I could definitely get behind something like that. So it's really exciting, and people should definitely go check it out.
Awesome.
So Alec, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. I had fun.
No problem, and good luck in the future with all your other projects that you may have, and much success to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right, have a good one.
You too.